Before Sunday's game, as the Bills take the field, the leader of the charge will bring him out there waving a flag on that little scaffolding above the tunnel entrance. The leader of the charge this week, former Bills cornerback from 2003 through 2012, Pro Bowl performer in 2004, a fourth-round pick of the Bills in 2003 out of Northwestern State. He's on the line with us live right now, former Bills cornerback Terrence McGee. Terrence, John Murphy and Steve Tasker up here in Buffalo. How are you doing down there in Texas today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, what do you think about being leader of the charge? Are you excited about that Sunday?
I'm not going to say I'm excited, like, to pretty much be a mascot. But, you know, it's definitely going to be, fun, you know, to come back and, get to watch the games and actually, you know, kind of, sort of, be on the field.
Yeah, they're what not going to dress you up in a costume or anything, Terrence, I don't think.
No, they'll give you some swag.
You know what? I know that, you know. they've already told me, you know, the routine and everything. You know, I've been asked this, to do this before, and I was just, I just feel it. You know, I guess when you've been on the field and you're coming out and you're waving the flag, it just kind of just, it feels, I would think it would feel different, so, but I'm ready for it now.
Yeah, what are some of the memories you have about walking down that tunnel with the helmet on instead of waving the flag? I mean, when you had the pads on and the uniform, what are some of your fondest memories about being in Buffalo for all the years that you were?
I just say, you know, being in the locker room with the guys, you know, you're missing, you know, talking to those guys. Because, you know, once you retire and things like that, it's not the same. You don't really talk to, you know, the guys like you normally did when you were there. You know, it's a couple guys I keep in contact with, but it's, you know, it's definitely not the same. So that's what I would say I miss, you know, most, you know, just really, you know, practicing, grinding, and getting ready, you know, for the season with, you know, my teammates.
Hey, Terrence, what do you think the key was for you to come in here out of a smaller school, fourth-round pick, and jump up and make, you know, pretty important contributions for those Bills teams back in the 2000s? What do you think turned it around for you and got you into a good spot on this roster?
I would probably say when Troy Vincent got hurt, because that had got me, you know, more playing time. And when he came back from his injury, he moved to safety.
Uh-huh, right.
So, you know, that allowed me, you know, from, because I was just really playing a lot of, you know, nickelback, things like that. And when he had his injury or got hurt for a couple of games, you know, it allowed me, you know, to get in the starting role and stay there.
Yeah, you also had a great reputation, and deservedly so, of being a great return guy. Have you kept track of the league and what they're doing with kickoffs these days and thought about how it would have affected you as a player?
Honestly, man, I don't even really watch football like that. You know, a lot of people, you know, even come to me, hey, man, you know, the Bills are this. I don't really follow, you know, too much. You know, if I catch a game, I'll watch the Bills or I'll watch the Cowboys. But I don't really just even follow the game too much, watching football like that.
Hey, Terrence, one of the plays that you are probably asked about a lot was the kick return in San Antonio against the New Orleans Saints, right? And it wasn't a scoring return, but an amazing kick return. How much do you get asked about that, and how much do you remember that play there?
Oh, man, I get asked about that. Matter of fact, a 5-year-old kid asked me about it maybe about a week ago.
Really?
It was like, hey, I seen your kickoff return against the Saints, and, you know, you fell short 5 yards of the goal line. I was like, thanks for reminding me. I blame that all on my teammates. They would have just held me up and, you know,
that is awesome.
Me across the goal line, everything would be, it'd be different.
Yeah, because there are times at that thing where you're going in, there's like 8 Bills around you, and, you know, what, nobody can turn around and look and get the guy out of the way, stay out of the way? I mean.
Right. When it came down to that last guy, it was, my timing was off. I was so tired from running back and forth and everything, and then it was just like, I thought he was going to do something different than he did. And I jumped too early, and I just stumbled and fell.
Yeah.
Last thing, Terrence, how do you stay busy these days? I know you spend a lot of time in your home area in Texas, but you also have some business interests, including a restaurant here in Buffalo, right?
Yeah, so I'm in Buffalo all the time. I've really never left Buffalo. I still have a place in Buffalo, family, and I come probably once a month.
Okay.
For at least 10 days. So I've never really even left, you know. Since being released, I've still been, you know, back and forth to Buffalo. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, the restaurant, a couple other things with former teammate Angelo Crowell.
Yep.
Got some things going with Fifth Quarter. So really just investments and then just, you know, spending time with my kids.
Excellent.
Good for you. It's good hearing. I'm glad you're going to be back in town and try and you know, try and embrace your role as the flag waver. I know it's not the same as getting a pick six, but you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be good and very happy to see you back in town.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man. I'm definitely trying to embrace the role, and it's definitely going to be, you know, fun coming back.
Great, Terrence. Thanks. Good to talk to you. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.